From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit. By ruling Thursday, the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. David Davis is the UK Brexit Secretary.
The result of the referendum must be respected. Parliament voted by 6-1 to give the decision to the people. No ifs or buts. And that's why we are appealing this to get on with delivering the best deal for Britain.
David Davis. Survivors tell the United Nations that more than 200 migrants have drowned in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Federico Fossi is a UN spokesman.
There were women and children on board. We know at least 6 children and around 20 women, some of them pregnant. The second incident, two survivors, two women, talk about 128 missing.
Survivors who arrived in Italy on Thursday said their boat, which had been carrying more than 100 people, had left Libya before dawn and capsized a few hours later. Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Residents are streaming out of Mosul, some carrying white flags, others flashing victory signs. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military says two of its soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama proved to be one of Democrat Hillary Clinton's most vocal surrogates Thursday. He mocked Republican Donald Trump on the campaign trail as uniquely unqualified to be president. Meanwhile, Trump is accusing Clinton of engaging in a criminal enterprise for her handling of national security material in her emails during her 4-year tenure as Secretary of State. Two major opinion polls shows Clinton still ahead of Trump among likely voters, but just slightly. The New York Times CBS News poll gives her a 45-42% lead. The Washington Post ABC News tracking poll shows her with a 47-45 advantage. An anti-corruption protest turned violent Thursday in Nairobi. Jill Craig reports.
Hundreds of protesters gathered in Nairobi's Uhuru Park to voice their anger at what they say are increasing levels of corruption in President Uhuru Kenyatta's government. Early in the demonstration, police began firing tear gas to disperse protesters. The protests were sparked by an alleged scandal at the Ministry of Health, where some $300 million in funds were said to have been misappropriated. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Amnesty International said Thursday attempts to resolve the issue of the closure of its Moscow office have been stonewalled by city authorities. Amnesty staff members arrived at their office Wednesday to find the doors sealed and the locks changed. The Moscow mayor's office said the rights group had failed to pay their rent on time, but Amnesty says it has documents proving that the rent had been paid through October of this year. Human rights group Amnesty International is accusing Italian police of abusing migrants arriving on its shores from North Africa, including beatings and electric shocks. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Under Europe's hotspot system, all migrants are meant to be fingerprinted and processed in frontline countries like Italy, allowing for a quick assessment of their asylum claims. But in many cases, migrants refuse because they want to claim asylum in other European countries, which is against EU law. 24 of 170 migrants interviewed by Amnesty said they had been abused after refusing to give their fingerprints. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The National Geographic's iconic Afghan girl, Sharbat Gula, has been hospitalized for unspecified medical treatment. Police arrested 46-year-old Gula last week at her residence in Peshawar. She was charged with fraudulently obtaining Pakistani national identity cards for herself and her two sons. Her arrest has outraged human rights and civil society activists in Pakistan, while authorities in Afghanistan criticized it as part of an alleged ongoing harassment campaign trying to force Afghan refugees to leave the country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.